My name is Rhonda Perry, and I'm the program director of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center and a farmer from Howard County.
Okay, Rhonda. Well, we've talked in the past year or so about the what looked to be impending cutbacks of the U.S. Postal Service due to financial problems and the impact on rural areas. And you had said then that this could be a double whammy. But we just heard today that the Postal Service has decided to cut back on much of its Saturday deliveries. What kind of impact do you think that's going to have?
Well, I do think that there were earlier proposals that could have been even more damaging, but I do think what we see out here in rural Missouri is still a fairly heavy reliance on the mail system and the U.S. postal system. As you know, in rural Missouri, we have, a high number of seniors and those who still do not have adequate, affordable access to high-speed internet. Many people who still are unlikely to be users of the internet in terms of paying their local bills and corresponding. So I think when we do things that cut the mail service to rural areas, I think it is a significant detriment and has an inordinate effect on rural communities and areas that don't necessarily have access to other forms of communication. And when you start talking about rural seniors in particular and those who are dependent upon the mail service for things like their medications through the VA system, I think all of those things really add up in terms of a slowdown for people in terms of getting their mail and even critical medicines and medications. So I think we are concerned that this will have an inordinate effect on rural communities.
What would your advice be to those rural Americans, Missourians, and certainly this is not unique to Missouri, what would your advice be to them to prepare for something like this and how to manage it?
Well, I think it is going to require some changes, and it looks as though, and this could be an assumption, but it looks as though there could be some issues in terms of slowing down the service, and I think we're going to have to plan for that. And I think there are limits to what we can plan for, because some people will go to other ways of communication and of getting their information and materials from one place to another. But still in rural areas, there are those places where really the U.S. Postal Service is the communication. So I think we're really going to have to look at what we can do to respond to this. And I think it could be potentially difficult for a number of rural areas, particularly where there are high levels of seniors and areas where there is not significant access to high-speed internet at affordable prices.